Welcome to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. Over the past 20 years, I've worked in beauty, luxury, corporate, and service-driven industries. I created the opportunity in these careers and in my own businesses that allowed me to travel the world, experience once-in-a-lifetime events, and build brands while providing my expertise to clients all around the globe. Life is short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. If you are ready to take your business and life to that next level you deserve to be at, this is the show for you. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. Tune in every week to hear from myself, other entrepreneurs, professional patients, small business owners, and fellow podcasters who will be featured on the show. I'm here to remind you to work hard, share your story, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Today's episode starts now. Hello, hello, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. My last show went out February 12th. So this is a little bit of a break that I needed, and a longer one, actually, than I thought I was going to need. But I am back, and I'm here to give you the 411 on all things business and life, because there's so much. But first of all, I was checking my stats the other day and I was like, oh my God, so many people are listening to my mental health episodes lately, which is ironic because that's what I'm going to be sharing a little bit of today again, because why not? My goal in life is to just help as many people as I can in their business or personal life. And although I'm not a doctor, I'm a professional patient. And if you're new to the show, feel free to scroll back many episodes and hear my story. But I wanted to share some really exciting things with you today. And first of all, I'm just so grateful that you're here. Thank you for allowing me to take this break. I definitely needed it. There were days that I just was staring at blank walls. Well, my walls with my DIY succulents on them. but just staring at the wall. Like nothing creative was coming out of me. I was just numb. And I'm going to explain to you why. So the pandemic kicked my ass. And this is happening to me after everyone else. I feel like 6 months to a year later. And I have a habit. And I have had these careers where I'm go, go, go. But now, I wrote this in my newsletter the other day, I run the show. So like, why am I still working like this? I put a lot of pressure on myself. I've just grown up that way. And I don't need to be doing certain things. I don't have to be doing certain things. But I set these expectations up for myself that, you know, I set up goals and I'm so scheduled and organized and all these things. And I just put a shit ton of pressure on myself. And I also have PTSD. And so what happened was during the pandemic, I just put my head down and got to work and worked so hard. I mean, I wrote a book so fast and that's like my coping mechanism. I mean, I am the happy workaholic because I absolutely love working, but I worked like crazy and was just constantly creating things, constantly filming things, constantly working out, constantly, I shouldn't say working out because I couldn't work out for a while. But when I could, I was like always going for walks because I was like, when are we not going to be able to go outside again and like not get arrested and like California's crazy rules. And I was just always trying to help everybody else get through something and not myself. I mean, I was definitely having like self-care days and doing all of that. But it's just that I was so petrified of dying, of leaving the house for like a really long time. And I've talked about that on so many episodes over the last year. And it just was my coping mechanism. And it wasn't until like 2 months ago that I was just dead, like exhausted, burnt out. I had gone a year straight, like with no breaks. And I was talking to a friend the other day, and I'm like, I need to go somewhere. I need a vacation. I live in a vacation destination. So I was just racking my brain, like, where do I want to go? Hawaii is kind of like intense to get to right now. So like, do I do a little staycation? I just need to go somewhere other than where I've been for the last year. And for somebody that was really lucky to travel for many years, I'm like craving that so badly. I just need a different destination to be one with nature. So if you have any suggestions, let me know. But I worked like crazy. I was constantly trying to create something. I was constantly trying to, you know, take up as much time of the day so that I didn't have to focus on like what was going on. And when you do that for a year straight, you're going to crash and burn. And that's exactly what happened. My anxiety was through the roof. My depression got really bad, like out of nowhere. PTSD and fear, like that has that's a big trigger for me. And it's a lot. So I crashed, I burned, I was exhausted, I was mentally drained. I needed a mental vacation. I took all my social media apps off my phone. I have a lot of things that are automated. So I have friends that would answer things and I'm like, that's not really me. It's like automated. Like I'm not online right now. I just need a break. I don't care what's going on anywhere. I just need to be one with myself and just sit here. I've done so many meditations and so many sound baths and so many other things, you know, that I implement into my holistic healing journey. And sometimes that's not enough. And so obviously I'm in therapy, thank God. But I just needed to clock out and just take a break. And as I just mentioned, like I would literally just stare at the wall. I could not create anything. And then I'm asking myself, like, why do I need to create something? I'm like constantly trying to help other people when I really needed to help myself. Like I just needed a break. So my friends would call me and they would say, are you still clocked out? I'm like, yep, I'm still clocked out. And then all of a sudden the other day, I just started feeling better and like inspired. You know, when you're somebody that creates content for a living, you're gonna need a break, you know? Like you can't constantly be creating something. I've just never really hit a wall where I like couldn't do something, which was very strange for me. And so then I was like, why? So I had to dig a little deeper. Again, thank God for therapy. But, you know, a couple things that I did change. So I've talked about the CBD oil that I'm on that I get from a dispensary here, and it's so hard to get. So I always have to make sure I get it like before I run out. Otherwise, I'm screwed. Well, I realized because of my fear and my depression got really bad and my anxiety, that really helps. But then I'm using more. Usually I would do like a quarter of a dropper and I was doing like one a dropper a day. And I was flying through these bottles and they're not cheap. It's like 80, 90 bucks each bottle. So that's like every month. I'm like, there has to be something else. So anyway, I'm telling you this because I worked up a tolerance. So I'm like immune to my CBD. So I need a stronger dose. And it's not like I need to get high. I just need it to help with my anxiety and depression, which by the way, I've never had until I was misdiagnosed. So that's another story, but we already know that story. We don't even have to go into it. But I was on TikTok one day and everybody was posting about these supplements and it's called L-tyrosine. And a lot of people were coming off anxiety medication, depression medication. They have ADHD. They're taking it. They've been on medication their entire lives. And because of TikTok, like so many things over this last year throughout the pandemic, went viral. And so I was like, what is this supplement? So then I try to find it. I'm like, maybe this is what I should try instead of my CBD oil because it's so expensive. But I didn't even know how much the supplement was at first. So it turns out the bottles are like 15 bucks. And that's for like 30 to 60 days. So much cheaper, right? So I can't find this supplement. It's sold out on Amazon. Now it's in stock. But I was going to natural grocery stores. I could not find it anywhere. And then every time I went somewhere, the cashier, the manager I was talking to was like, this, we can't even get this from our distributor. Like, I don't understand. Like, what is this? And I'm like, oh my God, it's all over TikTok. That's why. So everybody's talking about this supplement, L-tyrosine. So I finally found it. But it wasn't until after I came across these other two supplements. So I'm sharing these because I share everything in my life, but I was trying to find a way to stop taking CBD oil and find a natural supplement, a vitamin, something that can help me with my anxiety and depression that's not as expensive, that's actually going to work. So I'm like, let me switch it up. Like, maybe that's what my body needs. So I ended up finding these two supplements, GABA, G-A-B-A, and L-tyrosine. Sorry, L-tyrosine is the first one, L-theanine. So crazy story how I found out about those, but I've been taking GABA at night and L-theanine in the morning. And I'm going to put all these in the show notes, and they are in my Amazon store. They're now finally back in stock, so you can check them out. But if you're somebody that suffers from anxiety and depression, this might be a natural alternative for you. And again, I'm not a doctor, just a professional patient. And they have helped me so much over the last couple of weeks. I think I've been on them for about 3 weeks, a little bit over, almost a month now. And wow, what a difference. The L-tyrosine gave me a nasty headache. That's the one that's viral all over TikTok. And it actually cuts your thyroid medicine, which is also something else I was dealing with and why everything else was triggered, which I'll share about in a moment. But the L-tyrosine, when I started Googling it, it cuts the thyroid medication down. So if you have a thyroid issue or Hashimoto's like I do, that's not something you want to mess with. So I had to kind of put that on hold. So I still have my full bottle and I've only taken a couple pills. One of the side effects is headaches. And oh my God, did I get a headache? I haven't had a headache like that in a really long time, but your body just has to get used to these natural supplements. And I don't have ADHD, but it does help with anxiety and depression. However, the two that I'm on help with PTSD and fear and sleeping. And sleep is what you need to survive. And that is something that I also was not getting. Again, because of my thyroid, which I found out over this last little hiatus I took. So GABA helps with sleep and fear. And the L-theanine also helps with fear and anxiety and depression. So I take the GABA at night to help me sleep. And then the L-theanine about an hour and a half, 2 hours with all my other vitamins after my thyroid. Like usually after I have my protein shake in the afternoon or something like that, you have to space them out. For me, I do because of my thyroid medication. So I wanted to share those supplements. I'll put them in the show notes so that you can Google them and do your own research. But these pills have helped me so much over the last couple of weeks. And you know, with anything, especially pills, supplements, you need to like ease into it and just like really feel how you feel. Like the L-tyrosine gave me such a headache. And then when I did more research, I was like, oh my God, I can't even mess with this right now because of my thyroid. Okay, so now let's talk about my thyroid. So I've had Hashimoto's disease since 2006 when I was living in New York. 2006, 2007. And I've been on thyroid medication since then. And I haven't had a spike in my labs in a very long time. And it was so high. And I'm now anemic again. And it's just annoying. Because I'm like, why is this happening now? You know, your body will tell you when something's wrong. I was so exhausted. My skin, I was buying all these like heavy night creams. Like, that is not me. I have oily skin. Normal to oily. And I'm like peeling. I'm freezing to the point where like my hands are blue. And hello, these are all the signs of your thyroid acting up. My hair is coming out. And I was just so crazy busy, like not even paying any attention. That's the worst thing that you could possibly do. Hello, like we have to take care of this vessel that we've been given, you know, and I wasn't. So here we are. I am now, though. But I had to make some changes. I had to patiently wait for my telehealth appointment, for my labs. And, you know, I'm the queen of dissecting labs because I did that for so many times, so many years. When I was misdiagnosed and sick and all that drama. But I went into my labs and I was researching everything, and I'm like, and then everything was red. So I was like, yep, I'm anemic again, and my thyroid is way off. So now I'm on an increased thyroid medication, which I haven't been in, like I said, so many years. But that just goes to show you, like, it all added up. And here we are. So I am making serious changes in my life. And one of them includes pivoting my business and things that I'm doing in my personal life. And, you know, life is short. And if I've been given a second chance, like, why am I running myself to the ground for no reason because of fear? That's bad. And that's why I have a therapist. So I wanted to share that because I've never not shared anything on this show, but also to explain to you why I needed this break, because I was just exhausted. And a lot of it had to do with my thyroid not being where it should be and being anemic. And, you know, I just wrote a vegan cookbook. Although I'm not vegan 100%, I do enjoy a delicious burger every now and then. But every day I'm like, I need a burger. I need a steak. And I never even eat a steak. So I'm like, something is up. Like, you just know, you know, you have to listen to your body. And when you've gone through something, then you just know. So needless to say, the labs came back. I'm on increased thyroid medicine and iron. So that I've been on for a week and a half, maybe. I'm just starting to feel it. It takes a little while. I don't know if you have a thyroid problem, but if you ever have to increase your medicine, you get like a little bit cracked out from that pill. And my voice was quivering, my heart was racing, and then, you know, your body just needs to get used to it. But, you know, that's just another reason why I hate being on medication. And that's the only medication I'm on. Everything else is like natural supplements. So I'm very lucky, thank God, after everything I've gone through. But, you know, I'm eating so much spinach and kale, and I'm like, how am I anemic? Like, how do I have an iron problem? I eat everything green, but it's just not enough sometimes. So that's what I've been up to. That was my mental health story once again. And what's been going on for the last show, I'm looking at it right now, I uploaded February 12th. That's like, I really think this is the longest break I've ever taken, but I deserve it. And I'm sorry if you were missing me, but there's almost 300 shows that you can scroll back to. But everybody needs a break. I mean, I can't create content and I can't share like the best stuff with you if I am not feeling my best. And I was not feeling my best. I mean, I wouldn't even talk to my friends. I just needed to be like one with myself and watch some shows. And that's what I was doing. I made a delicious Irish soda bread for St. Patty's Day, corned beef. I marinated some potatoes. I've made some delicious meals that are going to be in the Everything is Messy community, which I'm going to share more on in a minute. But I just took a little mental health vacation, and now I need an actual vacation. But when I tell you, I would literally stare at a wall, like I was just like numb. And I'm like, am I on something right now? Because like, I'm just sitting here. Or I would read a book and just fall asleep, like in the middle of the afternoon. That is not me. That is a huge sign to me that I'm suffering from exhaustion. So I'm feeling a lot better, as you can hear my voice. I have my delicious iced coffee in front of me. I'm recording this show for you. It feels so good to be back. I just, you know, we all need a break. And so I took one. And it wasn't until a couple of weeks ago that I was finally able to create something, like really figure out, like, where do I want to be in this next chapter of my life? I mean, I was literally looking at like surrogacy options. I was trying to figure out like what I really wanted to do with my business right now. And what I really miss is luxury travel. What I really miss is creating these experiences and just service based things, and I just miss all of that, you know, and I haven't even been able to like miss it because I was so focused on just like fear, you know. So now that I'm not, thanks to these supplements and my therapist and just literally taking a break, I'm finally so clear on like what I want to do. You know, I was like, should I have a new podcast? Should I have a new brand? Should I just start from scratch? That's really hard to think. Those questions are really hard to answer for yourself when you've worked like over a decade on something. It's really hard. And, you know, when I first got sick, I had to close the doors on things. And that was so hard. It's like I worked my ass off and created these incredible things that are now done. And that's exactly what happened to people during the pandemic. So I absolutely understand that feeling. And now it's like I can do anything that I want with my business. I can pivot it. I can create something new. And that's the best thing about being an entrepreneur is that you can always you can always pivot. You can always rebrand. You can always repurpose. You can always change whatever isn't working or pivot in a way that you like want to create other things that, you know, you're training yourself on. Or, you know, I've spent a number of hours researching so many things I'm going to share with you today that I never thought that I would be interested in. So I wanted to share with you today that I have been creating a number of digital products for a store. I've been living on my Pinterest. If you don't follow me on Pinterest, feel free. At Kellyanne Gorman. The link will be in the show notes. And there's so much content over there. So much. I mean, over a decade worth. But now I'm repurposing a ton of stuff. And I literally, what I had to do when I couldn't like see anything. And when I say see something, I mean like see my vision. I manifest and visualize anything and I couldn't see shit. I was like, what am I going to do? What I did was look at Canva, look at Pinterest. I needed to be re-inspired. And so I'm like, how can I do this on the internet? And so I just started scrolling through Pinterest. I started, you know, scrolling around, looking at things on Canva, trying to like rework my brain because I just was seeing white. And that hasn't happened in years. And I'm like, okay, like I feel good. Today I feel good. Let me go on Pinterest and like get inspired. I just needed to like see something, like see pictures, see visual art, see food, see meals. That's another thing. I couldn't even create new recipes. I mean, my brain was just, it was done. It was like a white slate. And so I started off with a whole new blank canvas and it felt good. I'm like, what can I create right now? Like, what do I want to create? What do I want to work on? And I'm just saying this like to myself, like so that I can help other people. But I just wanted to be inspired again. And that took a really long time. So needless to say, Pinterest is my new BFF. It always has been. But now it's just another level because I'm spending a lot more time dissecting it. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because I'm trying to be less available on social media and more focused on creating digital products. That's the end game. So my store, all different products are available now. There's a few already available now. I have an Etsy store, I have a Gumroad store. There's a lot of changes happening with my brand and on my website. So if you're into serious business vibes served with life's little luxuries, you may want to go check out my website because there's a lot of new things over there. And, you know, I'm always creating something and I'm always up to something. And now something productive is always cooking in this corner of the internet. And I'm literally reading this from my website. So if you want to see the changes, they are rolling out this entire week and next week. And I'm just so excited about them because it literally took me this whole entire break to figure this out, which normally I could do it in a day. So, you know, I just want to create things that people like, and I miss like creating products. I miss my makeup line. I miss like physical things I can mail to you. Like I miss creating, period. And I'm like, what can I create? Like, what do I even want to work on? So I came up with solutions. I came up with products. I came up with digital things. And so I've been creating them. And I'm really excited about it because it's not just for anybody in their business. It's for business and your personal life. And that's the best thing about being an entrepreneur and being able to create things is that you can switch it up. You can pivot. You know, I'm doing all of this now and it makes me so excited. I'm like so excited about it. And it took me so long. I'm working on the Little Mini Book Tour. So eventually when you go to littleminibooktour.com, you'll see info there. My email list is something that I'm really focusing on. My newsletters every week by sharing a lot more, information and experiences and business opportunities, things I'm no longer posting on social media will be available in my weekly newsletter. So if you're into life hacks, if you want to see if there's business opportunities, if you want to see brand deals, collabs, book tour info, like everything under the sun in my bubble will be in that newsletter. I'm not sharing these things on social media anymore. I've just decided not to and just really focus on my newsletter and just provide as much value as I possibly can every Wednesday, usually, because sometimes it's late. Because that's life. But I try really hard not to do that. So usually Wednesdays they go out. And so that's something that you can look forward to if you're on my email list. If you're not, you can sign up. The link will be in the show notes. One of my newest hobbies that I've been working on over the last couple of months is getting a perfect credit score. And by perfect, I mean like really close to the top. I have two friends that are very competitive with their credit score. I mean, they're like negative 1 point. But my problem is I didn't have credit. So I don't have anything that's rotating. So I started researching my credit report. I opened all these different accounts. I was looking at everything and there was quite a few things that were sitting there that were negative that weren't even my fault. And I'm the disputing queen now. I've disputed 10 or 12 things. I've raised my credit score over 150 points over the last couple of months, but I've done so much research on a lot of things that I'm working on right now, some of which I still can't share. But if you're on my newsletter list, then you will be the first to know. But I just really wanted to like dissect my credit report. You know, I had to update addresses and my name. Like, you never know what's on there until you really do a full-blown dive into this report. So, excuse me. I shut my window because I have such allergies and it rained here yesterday. Ice coffee break. Okay, so I'm obsessed with finance, money, stocks I'm learning more about, crypto things I'm learning more about, money and finance. I have to set myself up for the future. I have to set myself up for success. I want to make sure that there is nothing, you know, I'm buying a car soon. This is one of the reasons why I was looking at my credit report months ago. And then since then, I've been reading money books, finance books, and I'm just like obsessed with my credit report. So if you are somebody that needs help with their credit and you need a couple tips, let me know, because everything I've done, this research, I've already done the research, so I'd be more than happy to share it with you. But I have a couple tips that I would like to share actually right now with you is that there's this credit card that I have. You actually pay into a loan. I pay $25 a month, and then the loan ends up, becoming the amount on this credit card. So that is like paying twice the loan and the card. So that counts as two accounts. So if you're somebody that needs new accounts to boost your credit, that might be something that you should look into. And again, all these, I have an affiliate link that you can use to sign up. That's on the favorite products list on my new website. And again, all this stuff will be in the show notes, but I also have an Excel spreadsheet that I use that you can get for free when you sign up for my email list. I have freecreditreport.com, creditkarma.com, and creditsesame.com accounts. I am paying $25 a month for the freecreditreport.com because I wanted to see all three at a glance, but each one is specific to who they cater to. And the information is never the same. So for example, freecreditreport.com focuses on Experian, Credit Karma focuses on Equifax, and Credit Sesame focuses on TransUnion. And Credit Sesame and Credit Karma is where I found $4,000 worth of medical bills that I am not responsible for from 2016. Literally found them like a month and a half ago, and I had no idea. So it just goes to show you things are hidden. So if you need to boost your credit and you want to do some research and like really improve your credit and just overall look at your report, I highly suggest doing something like this because I was on it for months and then like on my A game, like researching my credit and like seeing how I can improve it and making all these, taking all these steps and taking action doing this because I have a method to my madness. Like I want a really, really good credit score. And I didn't have one because I didn't have credit, period. It's not all this negative stuff that was sitting there in collection. It's like, I just didn't have credit. So that's the other problem. It's like in this country, we get penalized for like not having credit cards. So this is like my focus. I'm obsessed with it. So again, if you need any tips or tricks, like maybe I'll do another show. Actually, let me know if you want me to do another show all about credit and how I improved mine so much, like so quickly. And I mean, 150 points is kind of a big deal. And maybe I'll do a whole show on how I actually did this, like each step I can break it down. Let me know. And then the Excel spreadsheet is how I track things. And disputing takes a long time with some credit agencies and some collection agencies and some companies. So for example, I've been disputing on Experian. I find out in a week that I won and then my credit goes up 25 points. That's kind of the average, like 20, 25, sometimes almost up to 30 points when you dispute something. So that's a big bump. And rotating, paying on my credit cards now, I bump it twice because I cut the payment in half. Like there's so many tips and tricks, but going back to the different reports, Experian, it's like almost a week, not even. So I don't even think I went over a week, 7 days, to be honest, disputing. TransUnion, on the other hand, takes up to 30 days and then up to 7 days to post. So if you're looking to bump your credit quickly because you need to buy something or you need a loan, I would give yourself a month just to be safe. But this is something that I'm like really passionate about now. And I was on the phone with a friend the other day and she mentioned like, I should share with people like how to do this. And I'm like, I don't know, like I'm really into these Loom videos and I could definitely share my screen, but I can't share my credit report with you. So I don't know how that would work like video wise, but it's so much easier. Like I wish there was a way I could just like get a template or maybe is something out there. I'll have to do my research and see if it's like a dummy credit report so I can do a Loom video and screen share and share with you guys like how I did what I did. But I don't know if that's even going to be possible, but at least I can talk about it and explain to you maybe one-on-one if that's something that you ever needed help with that I could share with you, like literally all the steps that I took in the tip. Like I have so many pages in my notebook of things that I did. So maybe I will just do another podcast episode just on improving your credit. It's very strange because on my Pinterest, a lot of people follow me for finance information, which is strange because I never talk about money. So I'm like, maybe I should. I don't know, because I'm really passionate about this now. I've done so much research. I watch so many YouTube videos. And, you know, there are credit agencies that you can pay. And like, join for this monthly fee and have people take care of it. But why do that if you can figure it out yourself? I'll literally just like do a show on it and just like my podcast school, and then you can be on your merry little way, and then you just saved yourself a couple $100 every month. Like, you don't need to pay somebody to do it. You can do it yourself if that's what you want. If you want somebody to do it for you, then go ahead and do that. It's totally up to you. But I wanted to actually learn it. I wanted to like really research it. And honestly, like, I wanted to see like how I wanted to challenge myself. So I did. And I'm like excited that I did, because I was like petrified of my credit report for a really long time. I'm like, why? There's like nothing on there. But now there is, because I'm building my credit, and I'm so excited and proud of myself for doing that. So what else did I want to share with you guys? The Everything is Messy community, the Happy Workaholic Network. If you're not familiar with these groups, they are both on Facebook and they are both officially public. So the backstory, the Happy Workaholic Network is the Facebook group for the show. So if you want to hear more on each episode, behind the scenes on the episode, for example, I could share a Loom video in there. For this credit situation, maybe. I want you to meet my guests that I have on the show, you know, pick their brain, say hello. I want you to socialize with other listeners that are from all around the world. A lot of things are changing in the Happy Workaholic Network, which is a Facebook group. The link will be in the show notes. And exciting news is that the Everything is Messy community, which was originally for purchasers of my book, is now public. So not only do you have over 100 recipes that are there, 20 from the book, there's a good amount of how-to videos to actually show you. Now, if you've bought my book, Everything is Messy, if you're not familiar with it, it's 10 chapters of personal development, and inside is a vegan cookbook. So there's no meat, no dairy, no gluten, and no sugar added to the 20-something recipes that are in the book. They're listed out. So when you want the how-to video, that's when you come to the Facebook group. And you can just type in the recipe in the search bar, and then it will show up and you see me. And I have all different colored hair because it was filmed throughout the entire pandemic. And I look different in every single video, which is so funny because I was updating the group last night and I'm like, oh my God, I look so different in every single video. I have pink hair, blue hair, purple hair. It was crazy. But there's over 100 how-to videos in there. And what I want to also share with you is that we're going to do wine night. We're going to have pizza night. We're going to do a whole lot of things for personal development. And I'm going to be sharing brand deals for you guys and just so much more in that community. Actually be present there. And what else do I have available that I can share with you for that? Coffee mornings, journaling prompts, trying to get a couple liquor sponsors, but I don't know how that works with Facebook. Digital products, anything I share in that group is always going to be 50% off, as well as the Happy Workaholic Network. So there's the two groups and they're separate. So stories, solutions, mindset, meals, everything I talk about in the book is going to be able to be found in the Everything is Messy community, plus over 100 recipes and all the videos I just mentioned. In the Everything is Messy community. And then in the Happy Workaholic Network, I'm going to be sharing a lot more business and finance and money and more digital products and more on this show, including my guests and listeners and all of that. So there's two groups that you can join right now that are public and open to you, rather, I should say, because they are private on Facebook, but I'm opening them up now to everyone. So you just have to answer the three prompts, the three questions to gain access, and that's it. And so I'm really excited to be doing this because I'm giving myself time to become available, because I've made changes in my business because I'm able to. And so are you, if you're listening and you're like, what am I doing right now? Like, I just want to change. I'm telling you this, I'm sharing my story because you can. I just did it for the, I don't know how many times I've done this, but it's like the only way to grow is to challenge yourself and change. And that's what I've been doing. And I'm I've focused really hard on this, and I'm just like really excited about everything I've come up with and created over this hiatus, which is why I took a little break from the show. And I needed like a clean slate. I needed to figure out like what I really want to do in this next chapter of my life that can help more people, but like makes it fun again for me, because I went through like about a week and it like was not fun of just drama I had to deal with. And I'm like, why? Like, why? So after I got through that, I was like, I need to make some serious changes. And that's the best part, again, about like being entrepreneurs, that like you can do all these things. What else did I want to share with you guys? Oh, if you go to my website, thehappyworkaholic.com, there are a bunch of links I added to my favorite products. They are all of my affiliate links. So also, if you're not following me on Instagram, you can follow me at thehappyworkaholic. I created over this last weekend, I created a schedule for 2 months full of content. I'm repurposing a ton of TikTok videos everywhere. And I'm the queen of repurposing, by the way. I'm staring at 8 sheets listed with like 2 months worth of videos because I'm sitting on all this content and I'm like, let me just repurpose all of this while I'm over here behind the scenes pushing out the new pages to my website. So that is my method to my madness over here. And if you need any suggestions on how to do that for yourself, let me know in the Facebook group and I'll be more than happy to do a video for you, because now I have this time that I'm able to finally do more in these groups that I've been wanting to do over the last couple of years. And now I'm like, that's it. This is how my business is going to go. This will allow me more time to be present for other people so that I can really show up in these groups. I've been wanting to do this forever. Now is the time. So I have all of my favorite products from my Amazon store, everything I used in the recipes for my cookbook, and then digital products, different apps that I love. I just found this app called Luminate. If you're into like the subconscious mind and you need help sleeping, you need this app. It's Luminate. And the flashlight goes crazy and it messes with your subconscious mind. And then you're like passed out. It's pretty intense. You can do it for like 5, 10, 15 minutes. I do 15. I start off at 5 and I'm like out cold. That's what's been putting me to sleep at night. It's pretty insane. Again, it's called Luminate. I'll put it in the show notes. That's not on my favorite products list, but what I'm going to be also sharing more on is what I'm eating like every week, like what meals I'm creating, because I have a whole bunch that I always put on my Instagram stories, but now I'm going to be putting them into the Everything is Messy community. So for example, I made a new butternut squash roasted pumpkin seed soup the other day. And what else? Ooh, I made a delicious Asian stir fry with sesame ginger and clementine marinade. And I have beans in both of these, but you could totally add chicken or turkey or any kind of meat, carb, whatever. I have some rice in the Asian stir fry and it is delish. And then what else? Oh, so I have been intermittent fasting and juicing for years. It was just part of my healing journey. And then all of a sudden, one day I woke up and I'm like, I'm over this juice. I need protein shakes. Like, I'm starving in the morning. So I switched it up. So I've been doing this PB&J tasting protein shake that I posted the other day. And it's super simple, but I use almond butter and frozen berries. I prefer strawberry and blueberry. And then it tastes like PB&J. But a healthy protein shake. And I'm going to be posting, that's what I'm eating this week, for example. So I'm going to be posting those recipes and little life hacks. Like, for example, I'm like the queen of the ice cube. I was telling my friend the other day, I was like, I should just do a little like cookbook, like what you can do with ice cubes, like my coffee cubes, my lemon ginger cubes, my strawberry mint cubes. I have an ice cube obsession. So the other day, my lemons and limes were going to go bad, and I had cut them all up, and they were just like massive from the store. And I'm like, oh my God, I should totally blend this with some water and then add ginger and have cubes for my water. So that's another life hack. I love doing little things like that. So I'm going to be sharing those in the Everything is Messy community rather than more on my Instagram stories. I just want to give more value in the group. And organizational tips, cleaning hacks, like so much more. I'm just like so excited about it. So the other day I was looking at my protein powder and I was like, oh my God, why am I using this? There is so much salt in here and I have to watch my sodium intake. Like 1,000 milligrams a day is what I like to sit at, if not less. And it was like 360 for one scoop. And I was like, what the hell? I should not be using this because that's like too much. So I was trying to figure out, and I post on Facebook, like, I need a new shake. And I reached out to my friend Monica that deals with Arbonne, and she has all the Arbonne products that you could possibly think of on her website. And unfortunately, I couldn't do the shake because the salt was actually higher. But then it made me think like, oh my God, I haven't had those delicious fizzy sticks in forever. And I haven't had that tea in forever. And I'm like, now's the time because I need things to give me energy and to get me through the day because, it, you know, with my thyroid and being anemic, like I just need a little kick. And those products are natural and they don't have crap in them. And so I wanted to share that with you because they're having huge sales right now, which I'm absolutely taking advantage of. And I mean, who doesn't love a good sale? By the way, if you go to my favorite products tab on my site, you'll see this link for the Fetch Rewards app. I'm obsessed with that. Every time I shop, I scan my receipt and I get free stuff, like free magazines, and it's amazing. So you can check that out too if you don't already have. There was another one, I think it's called Ibotta I used to use, but this Fetch Rewards is 10 times better. But I'm going to definitely be taking advantage of these Arbonne sales through my friend Monica, because there's nothing more that I love than supporting my other friends in business. And you should do the same if you need an Arbonne rep or you need some products, you want to try something out that's new. Their shakes are amazing. I've had them before, but I just can't do it with the salt, unfortunately, which is so annoying. But then somebody else on my Facebook actually messaged me the Vega protein one that I used for years before this other one I switched to. And I'm like, why did I switch? Probably because of convenience. So I found my shake. So I'm so excited. It's 100 less milligrams of sodium per scoop. And I'm going back to the one that I used to use for years. So I don't even know why I didn't notice that until just the other day, which is strange. And also goes to show you why I needed a break. But I'm definitely taking advantage of this Arbonne sale. I think it's to the end of the month only. I'm not sure, but I'll put Monica's link in the comments so you can see everything that's going on, the sale. And then I think I'm going to get the teas, those fizzy sticks, and then I don't know, a couple other things. I actually have to like go through. They have skincare now, so I'm like really interested in that to check that out. So I don't know. We'll see. I'll post it on my Instagram, whatever I get, but definitely check out Monica's link. She's amazing. We worked together for a little bit with her show and she's just really good energy, good vibes. And it's really nice to support somebody that's in business. And that's that. So lastly, I wanted to wrap up the show by honestly saying thank you so much for listening all these years. We're going on almost 4 years. And I wanted to share with you that not only is my website changing, my brand is changing, the show is changing, all of this is rolling out over the next couple of months, but I just want to say, like, I'm so incredibly grateful. I wake up every morning and I'm like, I get to do what I love once I figure out what that is. I get to help other people for a living. Like, I get to help myself. I get to sleep in. I get to create a life that, you know, other people can dream of because I've sacrificed a lot. I've given myself opportunities. I've created experiences. Like, I've put in the work for myself to get me to where I am now in my personal and professional life. if you are somebody that needs that change, I would love to offer you 50% off my brand new book. You can buy the ebook, I can send you a signed paperback. But if you just need a kickstart, I'm telling you, if you read my book, it will really help you. Or you can just text me on my hotline number, which is also in the show notes, and pick my brain, ask me questions, show up in the Facebook group. Let me know if there's any other content that you need, that you're like craving, that you want, like for your business or your personal life, like how I organize underneath my kitchen sink, or well, my bathroom sink rather, how I set myself up for success online, how I create schedules for myself. Like if you are searching for some kind of content, if you don't feel like reading my book and you want me to do a video on it, I'd be more than happy to do that in one of the groups. Just let me know. You can always just shoot me a DM on Instagram, or you can text me on my cell, and the number will be in the show notes, as I said before. And I'm just so excited to be back recording. And I think I really want to do a money show, like finance show and money on, oh my God. I really get dog. A show on the credit reports. I'm just trying to figure out, because it's hard to talk about it when I'm not showing you. But let me know if there's any other topics that you would like me to chat about, business or life related. Again, if you need any other information on those supplements I mentioned that like really, really help me out these days, that will be in the show notes. Just Google it, do your own research. That's exactly what I do with every single thing that I work on, and I'm just excited to be back. I'm excited to share so much content that I've been sitting on for years now. So excited. So I'm signing off. I'm actually going to pick up my Invisalign shortly. So excited. By the way, if you've ever done that, let me know, because I don't know. Is it weird? I don't know how I'm going to feel like with this thing in my mouth all the time, but I'm excited because I've been waiting years for this. So that's the last part of my dental journey. So that is exciting. Again, thank you guys so much for listening. It feels so good to be back. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts or Audible today, I would love it if you could rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast, because it really means a lot when I read those reviews, when other people can read those reviews. And let me know in the reviews, or like I said, send me a message on Instagram, or you can text me what you want to hear more of, because I am making changes on the show. I am bringing on guests. I am doing a lot of things behind the scenes that I will be sharing in my newsletter every single week. So again, if you're not subscribed to my weekly newsletter, I invite you to visit thehappyworkaholic.com, and there is a page right there, newsletter. I took away my pop-up, so you could just click that page and then sign up there. And as a thank you for signing up, you actually get a ton of business mindset and organizational tools completely free, because you're providing your email address. That's something personal. So I wanted to give something back to you. So you get a ton of free tools that I've created just for you. And then I think that's it. I think that's how I want to wrap up the show. I'm excited to be back. I'm excited you're here. I'm grateful that you're here. I will be back next week. I believe Fridays is when I want to do the shows. I'm not sure. That I actually have to figure out, because I was doing Wednesday, Friday, and then Friday for solo. So maybe I'll just keep it Friday. But if there's anything else you want to know, you want to learn, let me know on this episode post over in the Happy Workaholic Network. The link will be in the notes. And again, if you have purchased the book, if you would like to purchase the book, Everything is Messy, it is half off for you. Just come on over and join the Everything is Messy community. There will be more information there. And again, over 100 recipes and how-to videos. And then I guess that's it. So I hope that you have a wonderful Friday, a great rest of your weekend. I am going to be a very busy bee finalizing some website changes, but if you visit now, you'll see what's happening. And I'm just so excited to be back and share all of this with you. And I will talk to you guys again soon. Your time is so valuable, and I really appreciate you carving out a little piece of your day to listen to today's episode. If you liked this one, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. Listening on Apple Podcasts? I would love it if you would leave me a review on today's show. Your input means so much and also helps me create more of the content you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? You can join us in the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Simply answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself and to get the latest in business, LinkedIn, organizing, and podcasting news, sign up to receive my weekly newsletter at thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.